First, I'm going to read a brief newspaper clip titled "Bo Gritz, Great American Hero," published by Marilyn Nemeth. I believe it would be in the Las Vegas newspaper. I'm writing to you to suggest that you publish a story on the plight of one of our greatest American patriots and heroes, Mr. Bo Gritz. While most everyone has forgotten about our POWs, Bo Gritz still works unrelentingly to find a way to bring them home to their families and country for which they fought. Yet Colonel Gritz is being harassed by our government rather than being supported by them. The U.S. Attorney General is attempting to indict Bo Gritz for wrongdoing. Is it wrong to bring home our prisoners of war and stop drugs? Please stand up for a great American and patriot and get behind him in his urgent mission. Then there is an article titled Center for Action. Well, that's not the title. That's the name of the organization. Boulder, Colorado, Boulder City, Nevada. Freedom Call 90, July 22nd to 24th in Las Vegas. The start of the Second American Revolution. Written by Bo Gritz, Chief of Staff. And this is the letter that Z writes. Center for Action, 711 Yucca Street, Boulder City, Nevada, 89005. Attention, Paul Fisher, Bo Gritz. Regarding Freedom Call 90, July 22nd to 24th, 1990, Las Vegas, Nevada. Why we won't, can't attend. Dear Paul and Bo, thank you for organizing Freedom Call 90. We wish you well in the transactions of the gathering. We greet each participant. We agree with your assessment. America is in trouble. The first four troubles you name, debt, balance of trade, confiscatory income taxes, foreign debts, all are economic. All of these troubles are symptomatic. Giving your attention to these symptoms with remedies fails to seek health. To even believe the troubles are mostly national, mostly American, is to miss the mark. It ignores the context. You can't heal a nation in a world that is about to die. To believe you can isn't simply unwise. It isn't simply naive. It is part of the problem. The problem is the threat to life. All life. Human life included. To be continued.